We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on The Ticket. I was just seeing some tweets from last night, Leroy, because they replayed they replayed Game 7 of the 2016 Finals last night.
Yeah.
Where the Cavs came back to win. And I'm looking at Alejandro Solano's tweet from producer of the Hockman and Crowder show. Is it true that they really skipped over Kyrie Irving's shot from that game? Like, now move ahead to further action because how was that possible? How do you not? How do you leave that shot out?
Was actually the biggest moment of that game.
Yeah, like that and LeBron's block. It was those right. Are the moments everybody remembers. They really skipped over that? Wow. That is amazing. Yeah, that's always funny when you would like rewatch a Marlins game at midnight and be like, we now move to further action into the game for time constraints. So you'd just be all of a sudden you'd be in the sixth inning.
There's only one sport you can do that, and that's golf. Right?
I think baseball's fine. There's definitely some baseball you could cut out for sure.
But here's why you can do it in golf is because in golf, periodically during the course of the round, as they reach the end, they'll kind of show how they got there, right?
Yes.
You know, whether a guy's choking and they'll show all of his bogeys, or whether a guy's making a charge, they'll show nice up and downs, nice birdies, you know, great drive. They'll show all that, and they consistently keep you caught up on the action. So if you were to skip two or three holes by the leaders and you miss those shots, they update constantly when they get closer to the end as to how they got there. So that's why if you miss a little bit of golf, it's really no big deal because that's the one thing I will say, they always keep you caught up. They try to do it in football, but with the action being live, you can really only do it, you know, during halftime and during, like, if you have an extended break, if somebody's injured or something like that.
Yeah, but football, I'll tell you one thing about football. Football is a pretty easy sport to watch on, as far as, if you DVR a football game, it's easy to kind of just go speed through it and get the gist of it because there's so much of football is, the anticipation of what's going to happen, the tension of that stuff. But once the game's in the can, you could blow through it pretty quickly. If you were to just do straight game action.
Yeah, I do that when I get back, when I would leave town.
Yeah,
and it's I would not come that. Back. I could watch a Dolphins game in probably 40 minutes.
Yeah, especially because once we know that third quarter hits, that's prime nap time. That's prime nap time for your Miami Dolphins for sure. So, yeah, that's unbelievable that they would forget. It would be like showing Game 6 of the 2013 Finals and be like, we now move ahead to overtime.
And not show the shot of how they got to overtime.
It's like, huh? What do you mean? What do you mean we missed the most iconic play of all time?
Here's the funny thing is that, if they were to do that, when you watch the game, you see the ropes coming out. So if they skip that moment, you'd be like, what just happened?
Yeah, you'd be like, oh, huh? How can we forget such a thing? We were talking about this yesterday with the Heatles document, and we might need to give an entire episode just to the shot. And they're going to skip over for time constraints. That is hilarious.
By the way, by the time you get done with this 30 for 30 for the Heat, it's going to be like a series that lasts a whole fall.
Yeah, well, I can thank you for that, buddy, because, you know, you were like, I was thinking just a four-episoder, and as I got into it, I was like, oh, turns out not so much. Not so much. We got a lot of stuff to cover, especially the petty files.
They should do a whole episode of just Paul Pierce getting dunked on, blocked.
Oh, that'd just be great.
The Heat, the Celtics.
Does Paul Pierce sit down for interviews against the Heat? Like, because, you know, you can't, like, for this Last Dance, they're not just interviewing people from the Bulls. They're interviewing all the Bulls' rivals and stuff like that. So will Paul Pierce do a sit down to talk about the Heatles, or do you think he, or do you think no way?
I think they truly, I think the three of them are bitter. It's going to be skewed a little bit because now Rondo plays with LeBron. But Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce, I don't think they'll do it. Paul Pierce will, because he's trying to do anything to get people to like him. I don't know how. I mean, he's never done anything, like, wrong. People just don't like him, because every time he talks, Twitter blows up.
Yeah, because he stinks. Anyway, let's get the headlines.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
All right, so this is big news, Leroy. Tua Tagovailoa, he tells the NFL Network he is officially at 100%.
Woo!
Leroy. I don't think you heard that.
No, I heard it.
100% said he could play a game if there was a game this week.
Yeah, okay.
What do you mean okay? You think you call him a liar?
No, here's what I'll say. It's easy to say that you're 100% when you're nowhere near football.
Really? So you think he's throwing extra cheese on it?
I just think that the theory can't be tested, so why not say it? And it's right before the draft. Like, you don't, until you put your body, like, look, I've had several times where I've come back from, you know, rehab or training and stuff like that. I'll give you a perfect example. I tore my rotator cuff actually after my eighth year in the NFL. And they told me I might need surgery, I might not. I didn't get a second opinion, and I just did the rehab.
Right.
Right? Or it was, yeah. So I go to camp, I'm feeling great. I'm golfing, I'm working out, everything feels great. They said, how you feel? 100%. Now, the first practice, I'm telling you, the first practice of my ninth year, or my 10th year, I got a little short. First practice, I lift my hand up, my left arm, to catch a ball going left. And I couldn't use that arm for the rest of the year. So, yeah, I said I was 100%. I was 100% lifting weights and playing golf, but not playing football. So once you get in that environment where you're playing football, getting bumped, going through the rigors of football, then talk to me. If he were in the first week of camp and he says I'm 100%, totally get it.
Yeah, but they're not going to be able to contact him. He's got a non-contact jersey.
Okay.
Quarterback.
No, he's going to have, look, which is another reason why I wouldn't draft him. I don't want a quarterback I got to keep in the bubble.
Yeah, but that's how everybody is. You're not allowed to touch the quarterback.
Well, that's because you don't, look, you don't want him to get hurt. He's in a different situation.
So you want so you're saying you want to take the non-contact jersey off of Tua so he can get used to it?
I mean, how else are you going to know?
I think a preseason.
Okay.
Oh, those preseason games are going to be fun, Leroy. Might be the only action we get to see of him this year.
You're not. Didn't I say something about Tua wouldn't be the top pick? Something along those lines.
Yeah, you said that.
Okay.
He's going to be a top pick.
Okay.
One of the right. top picks.
My He's point not gonna be was the my, top pick. My point. Everybody shooed my point, but my point was valid. Is that very rarely does the guy you think before the last season, the guy you think is going to be the first pick, very rarely is he the first pick.
Here's some other headlines that we got, Leroy. The Patriots apparently have not expressed any interest in signing Cam Newton or trading for Andy Dalton. So they're there. Right now they have Jared Stidham on their roster and Brian Hoyer. So that's where they stand right now with their quarterback situation.
Hey, question.
Yeah.
And I'm just throwing this out there, and I'm not saying this an accurate assessment, but I will say this. What do you think the Pats fans thought when they said we're going to keep Tom Brady as a third quarterback? Tom Brady's going to be our backup after his rookie season?
You know
what I mean? Like, we're sitting here making, and I'm not saying Stidham's going to be good or not, but we are sitting here acting like all they have is Stidham when we said the same thing about Brady.
Okay, but what I would tell you is if it was any other franchise, you wouldn't give a rat's ass who their quarterback we never heard of is. Like, you're only giving them credit because they're the Patriots. Like, I guess maybe...
Correct. Oh, wait, I got another example. Okay, what about the Rams? When Trent Green got hurt.
Uh-huh.
We didn't know anything about Kurt Warner.
Okay, and then what about all the other quarterbacks that when somebody comes... Like, what about, what about, like, who's buddy who...
What about Tony Romo?
Okay, good. Tony Romo.
I'm just saying,
what about Pat White?
No.
No. What about all the other backups that got to come in and they were terrible? What about Orlovsky?
No. I'm not saying...
No, for every good, I can hit you with, like, seven bads. That's why it's rare what they did. That's why they're remembered. We don't remember the ones who suck.
It happens. Like, I'm just saying, okay, wait a minute, right? Do you have more faith in Stidham or Minshew?
I got more faith in Minshew.
Why?
Because Minshew's got the guts. I've seen him. He's already been there, done that.
Hey, the guts don't throw out routes.
Nah. Minshew's got swagger. I would much rather go with Minshew than Stidham.
Oh my goodness! Here we go. Name. Here we go.
What?
Now, I'm gonna ask all Dolphins fans, including my man Tobin.
Okay.
Right? Do you trust the new regime?
I trust the coach. I don't know how I feel about Greer.
Do you like what they've done so far?
Yeah.
Okay.
But what they've done so far has been done by past Dolphins offseason. Like, they've spent a boatload of money. They diversified it a little bit more instead of just going for one big star.
That's different, though. Okay. So far you like what they've done. You definitely like what the coach has done last year. Okay. Why do you penalize these guys because the Dolphins have been so bad before? Flores doesn't know, nor does he care what happened before.
That's true.
So I would say this, and I say this in response to this text. I don't get it. We wasted first-round picks before on guys like Charles Harris and Jake Long. But the moment we think about drafting someone that can be great, like Tua, because, again, we are scared of wasting a pick where we have three, is asinine, and I don't just know what to say. Well, here. One of the things about being smart and doing things differently than you've done in the past is not to get caught up in the flashy lights, okay? Not to get caught up in the stardom, okay? If there's a question about a player's health, or if when you go through the process, you don't think he's the best guy, to make a sound decision, you have to be willing to get off of that. And so if they went into this year thinking Tua was going to be the guy, and after going through their due process and doing all the things and the injuries and the testing of players and whatever you had to go through, whatever your process is, and you give an honest evaluation, and then you come out with that evaluation that, hey, we kind of like this guy more, you should appreciate that your franchise and organization is willing to come off that stand and make the best pick after going through that process. It doesn't mean that it's going to work. But if the Dolphins were to say before the year, we're going to get Tua, and then do everything they need to do to get Tua, and it doesn't work out, I would kind of be more upset at that their minds were made up long before they went through the process.
I mean, I get what you're saying, man, but here's the thing. If they go out there and they did identify this entire guy, and if they get to the process where, you know, they're able to get their guy and don't have to give up everything to go get, you know, the mm-hmm. number one pick, because the number one pick knocked down Tua, I mean, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Can I ask you a question? If switch the positions, so I make Tua what Joe Burrow was, and I take Joe Burrow and make him, he would be the fifth pick. Would you do everything you could to get Tua because you've been talking about Tua for the whole year? I think everybody's attitude would be totally different.
No, I think you're wrong. I think that most people would. I think that people would want them to chase, to do everything they can to go get him.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that if Tua had done what Joe Burrow did,
Tua was the 1 year wonder, but didn't have injury concerns.
I'm saying that before the year, if you thought, oh, we're tanking for Tua, we're doing this, we're doing that, and Tua was in the position that Joe Burrow's in right now, right? You'd be okay with them doing whatever they can to get Tua, because you've been hearing that name for two years.
I think the only thing, though, that knocks Tua down, like, I think, wouldn't this be a much tougher debate about who number one would be if Tua didn't have injury concerns? Even with how good Joe Burrow was, I still think many people look at Tua's skill set and say that that guy is more talented than Joe Burrow is.
You think?
Yeah, I do. A lot of, you know, I was, you know, a lot of scouts say, you know, average arm. Now his decision making is fantastic. You know, the way he led that offense was fantastic. But I think as far as just, you know, raw talent, I think people do think that Tua's got an edge there. I think, but obviously it is a huge red flag that the guy has been as banged up as he is because he's not a very big guy.
And that he played with three first rounders and play for Alabama.
All right, man, but Joe Burrow played on the national championship team. I'm pretty sure that LSU is going to have a lot of good guys coming off that team too.
Sure. I all I'm doing is this. Like, here's what I'm saying. Is when you go through the process, you have to be willing to change the names, right? And I think so many people have been so consumed by Tua that they're not willing to do that. So when you go through the process speaks for itself. Whatever player you come up with, whatever grade you come up with, that's your guy. Don't get caught up on the name a year before you go through that process. And the thing that, and you know it well, I've said this the whole time, all throughout the year. Don't get consumed with a guy before you've done your due diligence. And so many times, that it seems like the Dolphins have been consumed by the name and not about doing their due diligence about getting a player.
One of the headlines I want to mention before we hit the break, this was made official yesterday. Khabib officially announced that he is not going to be fighting at UFC 249. So the fight with Tony Ferguson dead for the fifth time, Leroy, the most cursed fight in UFC history. Tony Ferguson tells Ariel Helwani that he believes Khabib should be stripped of the title because he is hiding in Russia. Ariel did report last night that he does plan to stay on the card, and he likely is going to fight Justin Gaethje, who is an awesome fighter, and that's going to make for a hell of a violent fight. And he said, quote, doesn't matter who we have, we're going to try and make things go. At least some people in the world have a little bit of hope. That guys are out there. He says the guys out there really doing it are the doctors and nurses taking care of people. If we could do a little bit of part to try and make something happen, I'm down with that. Well, this dude is, he is taking the baby face mode to the fullest, Leroy. He's out there thanking the doctors and the nurses. He's going out there. He's like, if I could just provide a little bit of entertainment and a break for people, then that's it. This Tony Ferguson's trying to make himself a star. I like it. Good for you, Tony.
Well, here's the problem. The problem is, don't go out there and get your face bashed in.
Yeah, I think he's going to beat the holy hell out of Justin Gaethje. I got to be honest with you. Yeah. Justin Gaethje's a good fighter, but Tony Ferguson is a psychopath, and he can win in so many different ways. And he's had the full training mode. Like, Justin Gaethje is going to have to drop out of the sky to do this fight. He was supposed to fight in July. So I don't like his chances very much, but it's still going to be an awesome fight.
You ready for this one? I'd rather listen to Tobin's son talk dinosaurs instead of hearing Leroy's draft talk.
Well, maybe we'll get my son in here at one point today to talk some dinosaurs. Well, he's very passionate about this. Anyway, you can text us 67974. We're back after this. Ah, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket.
Who's this, Tobin?
This is Earth, Wind & Fire, man.
I wanted to ask you something, Leroy.
Yes.
Growing up in New Orleans, every party you ever went to, did they play DJ Jubilee?
No, you know who was the, I would say yeah at some point, but when I was in high school, you know, whenever you had a party at the school or whatever, a dance, you know who would DJ all the hot parties is Manny Fresh.
Oh, yes.
So he came down here one year for Crawl Debauchery. And yeah, we talked about that all the time. Like all those guys. Percy, y'all know him as Master P. He was a basketball player. So yeah, it was crazy.
Who's like the must party go-to song here in Miami?
It's gotta be something Two Live Crew or Trick Daddy, right?
Nope. I'm gonna tell you like this. It depends on what kind of party you're going to. Cause there's so many nationalities. Anytime I've gone to a Latino party, you're gonna hear Celia Cruz. If I go to a black party, is gonna be Two Live. No, you know what? No matter what party you go to down here, somebody is gonna play either the cha-cha song or.
I feel like that's everywhere though. I don't think that's I don't think. I think that's.
You don't think that's just Miami?
Nah, I think that's everywhere, man.
I think that's how can I get all these people on the dance floor?
Yep, it's a fastball by the DJs. They just want to get them loose. Speaking of guys who are a little bit crazy, so Tyra King. I mean, we've talked about Tyra King a lot, and it's swept the nation, but everybody's weighing in on it, Leroy. But one person I didn't think was going to weigh in on it, and mind you, he's a show staple. We play this man's content a lot. But I didn't think he'd weigh in on it. I think this was one I thought he would stay away from. But sure enough, yesterday, OJ Simpson decided to give his thoughts on Tiger King. Are you okay,
Leroy? Hey, Twitter world, yours truly. Okay. I just got back from the golf course where I actually played pretty well. Now it's back at home, back to the couch, and back to television. Listen, I've had so many people on my case asking me to watch some show called Tiger King. Well, yesterday I watched this show, and oh my God, is America in this bad a shape? I watched about 6 episodes of this show, and I couldn't even believe what I was looking at. White people, what's with you and wild animals? Leave them animals alone. The show is crazy, but it's so crazy you kind of keep watching. One thing I will say, there's not a shred of doubt in my mind that that lady's husband is Tiger Tsushima right now. I'm just saying. Take care, and I hope you find something better to watch.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
God. Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Wait.
Leroy.
No. No.
I can't. Leroy.
No. No. No.
How does he do that?
Man.
How?
I got to tell you.
How can you be O.J. Simpson and do that?
We as a society are very unaware creatures. Because there's a lot of people that make comments about stuff they probably shouldn't be commenting on. And, whew, there is no defense.
Leroy! I'm sure that woman's husband is Tiger Tsushima. How is he going to accuse her of murder? Not that she didn't. We don't, you know, it doesn't look great for Carol. I'm just saying, Leroy! OJ! Why is OJ doing that? How does he care this little? How?
I was going to say...
Or how does he like getting this... Go ahead, man.
Two people falsely accused of murder, but he apparently no.
Wow. I just don't know what to say.
I thought when I was watching this, I was like, all right, cool. We're going to get through this juice. He's going to say I didn't like Tiger King that much. Maybe something about Joe Exotic. I didn't think he was... I was like, there's no way he's going to end up down the road talking about Carol Baskin, maybe killing her husband. There's no effing way. And yet, here we stand on this lovely Thursday morning, and O.J. Simpson has accused another person of murder.
I mean, game recognized game.
Come on!
Oh, my goodness.
Carol Baskin has to respond. You can't have OJ calling you out now for this and not say anything. I'm sorry.
No, because she's not going to respond. She's going to be like, hi, it's
hey,
Carol.
All you cool cats and kittens.
You know, she gets like 20,000 a month just from her uploads YouTube. On YouTube or whatever.
Yep.
Wow. All right.
Somebody,
you guys are on my way to the office. All I can say is, I'd rather watch Tiger King. Ernie and Doral. All right, Ernie and Doral. Hey, you know what I love about this? Here's what I love about this. We are a sports talk, and thank God we do other stuff, right? Because right now, because there's no sports, you'd be getting a lot of top five lists if we did sports talk. Top five this, top five that, Mount Rushmore this.
So you should
be glad that we stray off sports a little bit.
I feel like we've also kept the sports, you know, we've kept it in pretty good. I think we've had a lot of good sports stuff to talk about. But I, Leroy, when I saw this yesterday, and I didn't know how much more we could get out of Tiger King. Trust me. I know we've talked Tiger King up and down in every single way. I also didn't know that one of the most infamous people in the world who surrounds a murder trial that he was acquitted of, I didn't think that he was going to weigh in off the golf course off the number one show in America that surrounds a woman who may or may not have fed her husband to the Tigers. I didn't think he was going to weigh in on that. You know, I thought that Juice would be talking about, you know, coronavirus, you know. He goes, you know, when he's talking to his producers, and when I mean his friend who holds his cell phone before he says hi to Twitter world. Yeah. So what do you think we should talk about today? He goes, you know, Juice, everyone's talking about this Tiger King. He goes, yeah, roll the tape. Hey, Twitter world, listen, I got to tell you, this woman clearly did it. I mean, how do they not wrap up this case in 3 seconds? I'm just saying.
What? Somebody said, what kind of name is Ernie?
Yeah, bro. Unless you're partnered with Bert or you're Ernie right. Johnson, I think it's time right. to find another name. Ernie.
But is there any other famous Ernies?
Ernie Banks.
Oh, okay.
Ernie Banks.
Yeah.
I think that's the list. Bert and Ernie. I don't even think we could do a Mark Hawkman Mount Rushmore.
Here's a question. Is Ernie a nickname for Ernest?
It is. I believe it is. Yes. Okay. But
we work with an Ernest.
We do work with an Ernest, but nobody calls him Ernie, do they?
Right. No. No.
Not that I know. People call him E, don't they?
Yeah.
That's you don't want to know why? Because he didn't want to go by the nickname Ernie.
Right. No, I got you.
Either way, I'm just saying, Twitter world.
I mean,
hey,
yeah,
Twitter
man.
World, yours truly. Listen. I just want
now,
to
how
say.
Many how many followers does he have?
OJ Simpson, he has, I'm bringing this up right now, he has almost 1 million followers. He has 950,000 followers on Twitter.
So my question is this. When he posts something like that, you think he looks at the number of followers or what the followers are saying?
I don't know. Let's see if he...
Oh, Ernie Els. Oh, man, I'm sorry. Somebody just blasted me for that one.
Yeah, somebody. You should be ashamed of that. I'm not ashamed of forgetting Ernie Els.
I should. The Big Easy.
He has, right now, Leroy, from this, it has 5,000 retweets, 20,000 likes on Twitter from him. Somebody says, who thinks OJ watched Tiger King and was like, bleep, I should have just brought a tiger in 94. That was a good idea.
I don't know, man. Like, I'm still, look, the only thing I have a problem with the whole Tiger King is under no circumstances should they be getting on Shaq about this Tiger King. You know what I mean? Like, come on, man. Stop. You know, if people didn't go see the Tigers, it wouldn't be a market for tiger zoos and big cat zoos and stuff like that. But you pick on one guy that goes, there's a lot of people. There's people paying $300+. This guy, Doc Anvil or whatever? Antle. Right?
Yeah.
He says people are paying $300 and then during season $600 to go be with Tigers. 100%. Get out of here.
Yeah, it's crazy. But that's where I thought I would have thought that OJ would have gone down that path. He goes, I got one thing to say, and that is this Doc Antle, he charges an arm and a leg for these Tigers. I'm just saying. Or Joe Exotic goes, I don't know how he convinced those two guys to marry him when they were never gay. I'm just saying. Right. But right. No. All the things he decided to pick on, he goes, that lady's husband definitely fed to the Tigers. I'm just saying.
Right.
I mean, how is this real? How are we in a world where this is happening?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know. He's just outsmarting us all, right? But I don't think, most guys who have fame and stuff like that are because they're very aware. I just, man, wow. I don't know what to say.
I'm shook. Oh, yeah. We'll be back with more after this. Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on the ticket. Dan Day been with us all week. He's been doing a fantastic job. So I was just reading this this column, Leroy, from Armando Salguero, and I thought it was a little interesting where he was talking about has Tua been a little bit too forthcoming with the media during all this time? And in that, like, he, out of all these guys, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Jordan Love. I haven't seen a Jordan Love interview. Anybody got a Jordan Love interview? I haven't seen. I mean, it feels like the guy, everybody's thirsting for content. I never see the guy. And so he was basically saying, is it a little bit too much to as far as the media coverage is concerned? Like, is he too consumed with letting everybody know, hey, everybody, I'm okay? Or is that necessary because of obviously he's the one who's the most scrutinized going into this draft class? That's the real question. We don't know. It's an interesting one. Because I would say this. Out of those guys, he is the one who probably needs to let everybody know that he is the most okay, because he's the one who's got the most questions and I think has the most to gain. You know, I think Herbert, Love, they're both going to be where they're going to be. So I don't know how much the media is going to help them. But with him, I do think that is an important thing to see where it's going. So Leroy, I was just talking about this. So there's this column in the Miami Herald from Armando Salguero, which is basically asking the question, is there too much media access right now to Tua Tagovailoa? Like, he's done the most interviews. He's had the most news kind of coming out of his camp, the most leaks. Or, like, is he making it seem like a little bit too desperate to show that he's okay? Or is it one of those things where he is, you know, he's just trying to answer questions that he knows people have, because he is the one who has the probably the most critical eye on him in this draft process for the quarterbacks?
I think it's twofold. I think before the draft process started, he was the biggest question, and so I think a lot of people are leaning on him for answers. And then take into account that a lot of the things that he wanted to get out there as far as workouts and stuff like that, he was unable to do. So he has to, and his camp has to, show and find ways to show people that he's okay.
Yeah, so I got to write, because I have not read to find any significant leaks of meetings from Burrow, Love, or Herbert of various teams. Like, I found the leaks about Tua Tagovailoa. Tua, remember, there was the whole thing with Tua where it leaked out of his draft meeting that it was kind of awkward with the Miami Dolphins. And just saying that there's been more information about Tua than any of these guys. And yeah, to his point, I don't think I've seen or heard. I've seen Herbert. I don't think I've seen or heard Jordan Love. I haven't seen one damn interview with him. And trust me, there's nothing going on right now. So I'm sure that dude could probably get himself a 60-minute profile piece on ESPN. They'd be like, great, let's do it. Send in some robocams and some drones. What do you want to do, Jordan Love? Because they're looking for anything right now. And I haven't seen anything on Jordan Love.
Right. I mean, yeah, a lot of people were high on him. But keep in mind, he worked out. He went to the combine. He did some stuff. So, like, they have seen him perform or seen some of the things they need to see out of him that maybe they couldn't, you know, see on tape or whatever. Right. So they could get his measurables.
The only thing I would say with Salguero, he is right about the leaks, but I will say Joe Burrow. I feel like there has been a lot of Joe Burrow coverage, rightfully so. He's going to be the number one pick, but even still, he's had some pretty memorable comments in the lead up to this, because, you know, there were the whole leverage thing, and then he had to clarify and step back and be like, "Oh, I'd be happy to draft by anybody." So he's had his own media stuff as well, not just Tua. Tua's is just, but Tua's media stuff is the most interesting because of the mystery surrounding him and his health.
Sure.
I think that's why there's been the most probably surrounding him, and obviously, you know, he's got an agency that knows how important that stuff is and getting that stuff out there. But Burrow's also had his a couple of runs. Justin Herbert, haven't really heard much of anything interesting from him. Other than, you know, kind of just seeing him work out and him balling out when people have seen him at the combine or the Senior Bowl.
which is what everybody said before the season, that Justin Herbert would win the combine, would win the workouts. He's a strapping individual. He's going to look the part more than anybody else. Somebody said, wait, a journalist is complaining about getting too much access?
He's not. He actually says in the piece, he goes, I love it. I am in the media, but NFL teams are not the media, and they don't like the media, which he's right about. He says, all this stuff is interesting and cool by me because I'm part of the media and have two in his camp, like getting his name out there, planting stories, enjoy attention. He goes, good for them. The more the merrier, but the NFL teams are not the media and they don't like the media, which he's right. I mean, like, you know, NFL teams are they like as little distractions as possible.
That's true.
So, but I do think that that's probably been a point of his camp of putting that kind of coverage out there because they know what's at stake. They know that they want him to still be picked as high as possible and to put a lot of that stuff to rest. He's the one who has to show up. And he also has to do it in a time right now where we can't be near anybody. So he's going to have to probably even put even more of a press to get coverage out there because we can't be near anybody. So it's probably going to be all self-produced.
Here's the problem, okay? If he were just to do nothing, wouldn't we have more questions? Why haven't we heard from Tua? What can he do? It's too many questions going into the draft. And so as a camp, don't they have to try to eliminate as much of those questions as possible?
Yeah, I would think so.
The only way you can do that is with access, with putting the workout videos out there, with doing a whole lot of stuff like this.
I'm still saying, you know what he needs to do? He needs to open himself a TikTok account, do the Dak Prescott dance, Leroy.
Oh, yeah.
Do that Dak Prescott, open up that TikTok account. Everybody's answers to this will be solved.
Yep.
No questions about it.
That's it.
Ooh, I see that the wifey's cooking up some breakfast right now.
I know.
We got some eggs going on there, Mrs. Tobin. Kind of hungry.
I tried to get my wife to do that. That was a no-go.
Making the kids breakfast. I mean, if you want to throw a couple extra eggs on there, I wouldn't say no.
You still eating like a freight train?
Better be careful with that language on the air.
Yeah. Hey, what?
Yeah, they can hear you. We got a microphone. What do you mean, can we hear you? Yes, we can hear you.
So I guess she said no?
She used a four-letter word that hopefully didn't get picked up by the microphone.
Oh, man. I mean, like, why? Like, what's the big deal?
What?
She can't throw a couple of extra eggs on there?
It's the fact that I asked. You know, because I put the full court press on weekends for the old bacon and eggs, and she's like, oh, really? The whole thing? And so, you know, she's got, you know, I don't mean to be that jerk because she does have work to get to. But, I just saw the eggs getting cracked open. I thought, you know, maybe a couple extra.
Nope. I said, hey, can you fix me some sausage? I got some English muffins. Don't know why I got English muffins because it was buy one, get one. So I'm like, hey, I'm in. So I got some English muffins. And then I went to Restaurant Depot. I got a box of sausage, breakfast sausage, right?
Who needs that much sausage, dude?
Well, we'll hose it down, dude. It's in the freezer. So you just take a couple out of the freezer. So I said, hey, can you...
You got the whole links or you got patties? What do you got going?
Patties. I'm a patty guy.
Oh, what?
I don't like links.
Patties? No.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm out.
What? You a links guy?
Dude, give me links all day over patty. All
but you can't
day.
Have patties. You only can get maple.
No, man. The only flat meat I want is a burger. I don't want... What? Links
really?
All the way, dude. Yes.
Dan?
Man, I'm debating right now. I don't know.
I don't like the skin.
You know what I don't like? The flat.
Why? Listen, I'm going to tell you. If you're making a good breakfast sandwich, those links get loose. Right? You lose the integrity of the sandwich when you put those links on there. If I put some patties and they're flat, oh, it's a go get them.
No,
I'm good.
If anything, that takes away the integrity because what you're basically just doing is adding a layer of meat. When you want a sandwich, you want as many elements together to kind of to fuse to make the best sandwich.
Oh, so you chop up the sausage into eggs?
Maybe I won't. Maybe I'll just throw the sausage links on the bread like Popeye.
Then your bread's gonna be all over the place.
Nah,
those
you'll be
round
fine.
Your no.
Dude, you know I got me a kung fu grip on that bread. It ain't going nowhere.
I know that.
The problem with the patties,
I'm telling you, it's sausage patties, man.
The patties do get a little dried out though sometimes.
Yeah,
no, try not cooking them forever.
No. He's 100% right. There's no flavor to a patty. It's basically like a meat frisbee. No, I have no interest in a sausage patty. First of all, I'm not. Yeah. I'm sorry to break it to you.
Dude, look, and I just found out, because you know, what is my rule number one when making a round sandwich of any type? The meat must be the same size as the bun or bread. Hold on.
So you won't have any overspill?
On my hamburgers? No. Nope.
Anything? Really? Okay, nope. So you won't have any meat. It has to be within the bread.
And has to be the same size as the bread.
So it has to. If it steps out of bounds at all, you're calling dead play.
No, if it's bigger, I'm cool with that. But if it's smaller, so that means I get a big bite of bread before I get to the meat, I'm out.
You're nuts, dude. Patties suck.
Hey, patties are more savory and tasty, is what the texture just said.
A patty. You want to talk about a reach? A patty is a reach.
Hey, wait.
Breakfast food.
Sweet baby Jesus, Tobin. Why can't it be both? Because you can't put both on a sandwich. You got to pick one.
Yeah, I don't want to know. If you look, can it be both? I guess it can be both. But I mean, if I have places to deliver my, if I have a means of shape, I could deliver my sausage in. Patty is not the way I'm going, man.
It's the skin.
Ah, get out of here, skin.
It's like eating breakfast sausage in a balloon.
No.
I don't know. It sounds pretty delicious. You get a bun, you put some links down. I call it mayonnaise. You put some mayo on it. That's a breakfast sandwich. It's got the juicy links in there. That sounds good
to me.
Way
juicier. Way juicier.
No, it's not.
Way more succulent. Yeah, you're crazy, dude. It's okay. You've lived your life.
Hey.
No. You know what? You lived your life as a patty guy. That's fine. You stick. You sit there on patty land and you'll be happy.
Not only that, when I go to a breakfast place, my first question is, do you have patties or links?
You go to a restaurant? Most places, yeah. I feel like most places have links.
No. Right. I don't eat there.
Hold on. You walk into a breakfast place and you say you a links place or a patty place. And if they say that they're a links place, you're out?
Yep.
See, I think most...
I'm not kidding you.
Most places have...
man.
Unless, depending on what I get, like... If I were to get like something along lines of like a what do they call those things where they put it in a skillet, right? A sizzle I'll get that. It could be links, right?
I'm gonna put up a links or patty poll. You're gonna get destroyed on this.
No, I'm not.
You are,
dude.
Trust me.
Meat with skin on it, dude.
You're gonna get destroyed on it. Trust me. I'm gonna put it right now. How do you like your breakfast sausage?
If you like breakfast sandwiches, right? If you like to take a little bit of egg, little bit of sausage, put it on the end of some toast, patties is the way to go. Plus, guess what? Maple breakfast sausage. Now you living that high life, bruh. I'm telling you.
We're back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.